Again, welcome everyone, and there are chairs in here if you'd like to come in and sit. There's a place. We'll probably, again, ask most of the questions that were asked last time. But if you have a question that wasn't asked that you know you'd like to have asked, you can take it to that table over there. Randy's over there, and Patricia will be over there. Okay, again, thank you. There are four people running for the four-year term. John McGee is the incumbent, and he is not here because he's visiting grandkids in Omaha because it's fall break, so his wife wasn't working. So they had a chance to go spend some time with grandkids. So we're going to begin by having you introduce yourself as part of your intro. Please tell us about your career and your community involvement. And we'll just start with, I guess we'll start with Randall since he passed him the microphone. And Randall, would you like to be called Randall or Randy?
Randy.
Randy, okay. It should be on, Randy, I believe. Okay. Just talk.
Earl, excuse me, how many positions are open? You said John's the incumbent.
There's two. I'm sorry, I said one. There's two.
Four people running for two positions.
John and these three people are running for two positions, okay? So two people will be elected of this group.
Thank you.
And one person for the
two-year term, which was the... There's four people running for that because it missed the primary, because Mara resigned late enough that it didn't make the primary. So it wasn't dropped down to two people for one position. So that got a little confusing, but I actually called the Secretary of State and that's what he told me to do. So it's not my fault.
Yeah, no, I remember that. Okay, thank you.
Yes, it is.
Okay, I'm sorry. Randy.
Thanks everyone for coming. This is tremendous to see this kind of a turnout here.
Just hold it up to your mouth.
And again, thanks for coming. I really appreciate everybody showing up. It makes me happy knowing that this community has a lot of people here that do care, no matter what all others tend to think. But again, my name is Randy Hitchcock. My wife is Kalinda. We are lifetime members of Alliance. She was born and raised here. I came when I was a year old from Hay Springs. So Alliance is all either one of us have ever known. We raised our family here, four kids. And believe it or not, they all graduated from Alliance. And we have 14 grandkids. And all of them were raised here as well, or in the Hemingford area. All of them have pretty much stayed in the Panhandle area. We got one down in Grand Island. But all of them to date have called Nebraska home. They believe in the Panhandle. They believe in their hometown. And we're happy that Alliance was here to raise all of us. My background, I'm a three-tour combat veteran of the U.S. Navy, stationed in Vietnam, and I've got all the fake parts in me to prove that. To me, that's something nobody around here ever wants to have, is to live in that type of life. We are very fortunate out here, even though sometimes our city has its up and downs. As far as local area, I'm a lifetime member of the VFW, member of the Eagles Club, and a member of the American Legion. My educational degree is in computer science and finance, and my pledge to everyone here is we're here to stay and we're here to listen to each and every person in this room. I don't believe in the word I, because I never got anything done. It's all about what we can do together here and how we can improve on our city. I've been through the ups and downs here. Also, understanding that I spent 12 years as the city's utility manager way back in the 80s. And so I have quite a bit of time with the city. I then moved into banking for 10 years before I went into a management position for Amtrak, which took me to the central region out of Chicago for 7 years, and then another 7 years when I took over the West Coast region out of Oakland. Saying that, we never did leave Alliance. I commuted back and forth. We've always maintained our home here in Alliance. My wife's always lived here. And again, she'd come out and see the city life and couldn't wait to return back to Alliance. So even though we say it's a bad place, sometimes when it's compared to some of these cities, anything's better than that. So I promise to each and every person in here that if I'm elected to the city council, I'm here to listen to what your needs and wants are, and I'm here to do my best to execute on those needs and to make them happen. Thank you.
Thank you. And Tamara, the same question. Let's begin by having you introduce yourself as part of your intro. Please tell us about your career and your community involvement.
Okay, my husband and I moved here from Denver just about 20 years ago. All of our kids have grown up here and gone to school here. Many people have seen me when I was working at Kmart at the customer service counter or at Safeway or managing a hotel, but a lot of people may not know. They've seen me but probably don't even know my name or who I am or what kind of experience I have. Before we moved to Alliance, when I stayed home with the kids for quite a long time, I've worked for many years in accounting with very large multi-million corporations and also as a project coordinator for a home builder. And so in both of those positions, it was my job to go over budgets and do check runs every week, paying all our vendors and working with the controller of the company to do monthly reports, et cetera. As a project coordinator for the home builder, I went through every phase of the construction to make sure it was on time and on budget. Also to do things like send out requests for quotes or bids and make sure that things were happening not only on time but on budget. So in other positions I've had, that's a lot of what I've been focused on is making sure things are on time and on budget. Not only in my professional life, but even in my personal life, I do not like to spend more on things than what's necessary. I don't like to see waste. Whether it's my money or whether it's the company's money, it doesn't matter. I don't like to see things wasted. So I look for ways to try to see if that's, you know, make sure that that doesn't happen. Whether it's competing bids or just making, but also making sure that the right company, you're working with the right company, because you don't, oftentimes someone who puts in a low bid is doing it because they're cutting corners, and you have to make sure that that doesn't happen. So that's my experience, that's my work experience, and like I said, our family's been here for 20 years now, and this is definitely, we moved here looking for a place to raise our family in a community setting, and Denver just was not. Just even though I lived there since I was a teenager, I knew that was not the place that we wanted to raise our family. And when we came here to Alliance, visiting my sister, we realized, you know what, this is where we want to raise our family. And I want to make sure that we continue that, because if you aim at nothing, you will hit it. And so the same thing with the city. If we don't have a plan in place to make sure that that the city continues on budget and with the things that the residents need, then it just kind of doesn't happen. So that's it.
Thank you. And Travis, same question.
My name's Travis Turman. I was born and raised here in Alliance, Nebraska. I graduated in 2006. I spent a year in Chattern in college and then moved to Lincoln for college and quickly found out school wasn't for me, so I became part of the workforce. It's where I started my journey into electrical contracting, and in 2010 I moved back home to work for a contractor here to finish out my journeyman's. I have worked for several other contractors in Alliance and have been involved in the community in many different ways. I currently am the shop manager at Redbeard Garage. I do hold a journeyman's license in Nebraska and South Dakota. I am a qualified licensed electrician. The community involvement that I have taken part in is I was served on the board of directors for the Alliance Archery Club, which is primarily a youth group. We do host adult events as well, but we primarily focused on getting the youth involved in an activity that pretty much anybody can do. You don't have to be the fastest, jump the highest. Anybody can do it, but we grew that from a handful of 15 or 20 kids at the most to, I think, some of our biggest years we had over 150 kids enrolled in the program. So I've been dedicated part of my life to ensuring that there is something to do for the kids in this town. It may not be sports related directly, but it is something that the kids can enjoy, and it gives them a goal to achieve. As far as what I plan to do with the city council, I think it's just being transparent and honest and available. I think there's been a lot of behind the scenes things that weren't up front that the city needs to be a little more transparent about.
Thank you.
We've had some concerns about the microphone not being close enough to people.
Okay.
Good microphone etiquette, people. Two fingers. Okay. And then, Tamara, you get to answer this one first. What specific issues do you think the city council needs to address? And the suggestions were maybe crime, drugs, housing, energy, utilities, or whatever you think.
I actually think it's none of those. I think that the city needs to address bringing more employers here. And I'm not talking about, you know, like more dollar stores or restaurants. I mean, small manufacturing or those type of employers here, so that like the kids that are graduating this year, if they're not going to college, there needs to be more jobs available that, and well-paying jobs, not just, you know, minimum wage or whatever retail jobs, to help the town to grow. And the more that you do that, that will assure that the town, that we have a stable population base, because otherwise, if we don't do that, then, you know, change is inevitable. And we've seen stores like Kmart that closed and other stores, by looks, they moved to another town. And if we don't, and frankly, BNSF has been working very hard to eliminate and cut down the number of employees that they have. So if we don't make sure that we have enough larger employers, then our population will just by default have to be moving. So that's actually what I think is the biggest.
Thank you. And Travis, same question for you. What specific issues do you think the city needs to address? Crime, drugs, housing, energy, utilities, or something else?
I think the city has done a very good job with addressing the crime. As of late, the current police chief and the previous police chief have done a fantastic job of addressing some of our habitual criminals and making sure that the laws are enforced. As far as what I think we can improve upon, I think we need to keep an eye on our utility, the infrastructure side of things. We need to make sure our electricity grid's up to keep, our water and sewer departments are up to par. I know, personally speaking, with some of the city employees, that we're at a spot now that a lot of the quote-unquote old heads are getting ready to retire, so we need to make sure that we have employees in place that are prepared to take over that management aspect of our city utilities. There are a lot of things that go on in the background that the general public doesn't really understand or doesn't want to understand, but it's a requirement for the city to operate. So I think we need to really focus on the infrastructure of the city.
Thank you. And then Randy, the same question. What do you think the city issues the city needs to address?
I think mainly the city needs to take a look at our seniors as well. Not just our youth, but the seniors in Alliance. I've had a lot of them talk to me, and I guess I have to say I'm a senior too, but housing is one thing. Opportunities for good care here of our seniors to keep them here, and we really need help with the rehab side of things with our seniors as well. As far as the drugs and things like that, every city has those. I believe our police department, as small as it is right now, is in good shape as far as trying to put those things in check and balance. Our city, as far as personnel, we got a lot of good people in the city right now, our youth, and I think our major thing that we have to look after is how we handle the management oversight from within our city.
Okay, thank you. And the next question, Travis, you get the answer first. Several candidates have indicated that they think we need to make some changes. What changes do you see that need to be made?
A couple of the things I think that we can address would be budgetary concerns, make sure that we stay on track with our budget and we're being fiscally responsible. As a city council member, you are a steward to the community to make sure the city as a business is ran correctly and that we stay on the right side of the numbers. Another thing that I think we can address is involvement of the city council with the going back to being transparent. I think we need to be approachable as council members. If there's a concern with a citizen, I believe they should have the right to address them, whether it be through the city manager or directly through the city council. I think that's one of the biggest things that needs to be changed.
Cameron, you can answer next.
Okay, largely the same things. I believe in 100% transparency when it comes to anything budgetary with the city, because the city runs off of our tax dollars. So we're beholden to the residents to make sure that we're spending that wisely. I also think that we do need to be, I'm not used to this, I apologize. We need to make sure that the city is run, like you said, like a business, because no business stays in business by going into the red. No one does. And even though governments are accustomed to just either printing more money or going into the red constantly, I don't believe in that. And we need to run more like that, so that we have then funds to do things like people, more recreational things for the young people in town. We can't just go, taking out loans to do that if we don't have the other side of it correct as well. So.
Thank you. Randy, same question.
Again, it's all about finance and running a business. The city is a business, and I believe that the city council is the oversight to that business. The city council entrusts the management section of the city to take the needs of the people and move them forward. And again, the city management is nothing without the input of all the taxpayers here. we, as a unity, own this city, and we expect to have it managed in a way that makes sense, makes the money go as far as it can, and I think that's where we're severely lacking right now and where we need to go.
Thank you, and you can hang right on to that, because the next question you can answer first, which is, what do you see as your role in government?
My role in government is to take the knowledge of our citizens, understand what their needs are, what their wants are, and what they're willing to give to make this community function properly. And I think it's like anything else, unless we are united and one, we're never going to succeed. We need to be who we are as an individual, as a family, as a community, and I believe that we can do that by understanding what's important. I mean, none of us can be happy all of the time. Some things we won't be happy with the decisions that are made, but for the most part, we look at what the majority feel this community needs, and we work toward that.
Thank you. Tamara, you're next. Same question.
What's my role in government? Well, frankly, I never saw myself running for any governmental office of any kind, but just lately it seems like there have been some decisions that have been made that weren't in the city's best interests. And, you know, different people I've talked to are saying, you know, well, somebody needs to do something, somebody needs to do something. And you look around and you go, well, we're all somebody. So I have, my role would be to take all of the experience that I have with all of the different things that I've done and to put that towards doing what the city needs. I'm the kind of person where if I'm in, I'm all in. And I don't know how to be any other way. If I'm in, that's my focus. And so that would be my focus, would be take everything that I know how to do, and to make it work for the city and for the residents.
Thank you. Travis, same question. What do you see your role?
The role that I see myself in is in government would be to maintain that stewardship between the community and the city, and maintaining the balance between the wants and needs. We all want the nice shiny new things, but it comes back to running the city as a business. If those shiny new things are going to put us in a giant amount of debt, we have to be careful with what we want. We obviously need things, but it's finding that happy balance and the happy medium between the two that we have to maintain our focus on.
Okay, thank you. And Tamara, you can answer the next question first. How do you plan to bring unity between the city staff and the city council?
Well, that's a good question. Obviously, the city council makes decisions, and the city employees. I think that as city council members, we would need to listen to city employees, especially if they're, you know, when they have more expertise in their particular department than, say, we do, and take their expertise and balance that against what the city needs, and make the best decisions possible. It's not always, like you're saying, you cannot please everyone all the time, but you should listen to them. So that's, I mean, you can't always, like you said, you can't make everybody happy. So there's no way to, you know, there's no way to do that all the time. But I do think that they do need to be listened to.
Thank you.
Thank you. Travis, you would answer that same question, please.
As far as the unity between the employees and the city council, I think it comes back to being transparent from top to bottom. That includes middle and upper management. As a city council, we are the ultimate management. We oversee one person in the city, and that's a city manager. So it's our responsibility to make sure that that channel is present and available to the employees. If they can't directly reach us, they need to be able to route that information through the city manager.
Randy, the same question, please.
This one, I think, is a good question. And for myself, I've worked with three sayings, and they are ready to lead, ready to follow, and never quit. And with our city employees and our management here, it's important to put the boots on the ground. And I know that's a military term, but boots on the ground, get out. Even as a city council person, our city employees want to see the city council. They want to talk to the city council directly. And I think that's where we start the leadership, is talking to them, finding out what their wants and true needs are. I've talked to a few about some of the little equipment that gets ignored at times. And that little equipment can add up to a whole lot of hours saved if you spend just a few dollars on them. You don't have to buy great big fancy trucks or huge equipment. Sometimes it's a matter of a small tool that can take a repetitious job and get it done quicker. And those are the people that can tell us what those needs are and how to take care of them. So again, if we get on there and talk with them, we can bring that back and talk with those we've put in charge as managers, such as the city manager and our city clerk and our HR department, all of those, and we can try to build a path that will focus on what their needs are. And when their needs are met, I feel strongly that our citizens' needs will be met in a much better way.
Thank you. Travis, you get to answer the next question first. And it is, what do you think the next building project for the city should be? How soon do you think it should happen? And how do you think we should finance it?
I know the previous candidates had touched on the public safety aspect of it, and I do believe we need that. We need a better fit for our police department and our fire department, but I do not believe we need to be taking out a lump sum of money to pay for it. I believe we need to get our budget in order and look at the long term before we just start spending money. I don't think anybody in this room wants taxes increased, and that's usually the only way you can get that if you don't have a surplus in your account already.
Thank you. Randy, you get to answer the next one first. I mean, you get to answer this
next.
This question next. I'm sorry, I can't speak. What do you think the next priority building project should be for the city, and how soon do you think it should happen?
Well, I strongly do not believe by going to some of the city council meetings and looking at the dollars that have been spent just on engineering for our current city hall. It is beyond, I think, having the ability to make it a strong functioning building anymore. It's got a lot of age to it, and the money it would take to bring it up to snuff. Everybody's talking about making it handicap accessible and stuff. There was a lot of money spent trying to decide what can and can't be done to make that happen. And it's went nowhere other than in engineers' pockets. So to me, we need to take a look at what do we have available. And this may or may not be popular, but the option of having our library, I know WNCC's in there. There's a lot of room in there. There's the lower level, the main level, and maybe as a starting point, we could utilize some of that building for some of our management functions that meet the handicap accessibility without spending a ton of money. And then we can decide what the next phase is. And a lot of times phasing into something, but to be proactive and moving forward with something is far better than sitting there trying to say, hey, $10 or $20 million would get us this state of the art, when it's just not gonna happen with the type of budget we have to work with here. So taking a good hard look at what we do have available and how inexpensively we can get into it and make it worthwhile for the time being, I think those are some of the things we need to look at.
Thank you, Tamara, same question. What do you think the next building project for the city should be? How soon should it happen? And how do you want to finance it?
Well, I do agree that the city hall is an issue that does need to be addressed. And yes, there's a certain point at which buildings just have reached the end of their lifespan as far as what their intended purpose was. So that would be more of a long term. I think that needs to be really worked over as well as it can be to make sure that we're not making hasty decisions. So I don't think that that should happen. I don't think that that should be something that we put a drop dead deadline on. So it needs to be to be really well thought out. I think that a more immediate, something that could be done more immediately would be improving the infrastructure for utilities though. I think that especially with the electrical grid that we have, it doesn't take all that much of a windy, we all know how many windy days we have in Nebraska. I mean, so, and it seems like the electricity just is not, our electrical grid that we have in the town is just not functioning the way that it should be. And I think that needs to be looked at and improved.
Thank you. And now we have the next question. Randy, you get to answer this one first. The City of Alliance has ARPA, or COVID funds, about $500,000 that need to be spent on a project for our community. How do you think we should spend those funds?
Well, I kind of agree with the last group that was here. It's pretty late in the game to try and figure out how we're going to spend that money at this point, or at least get it earmarked. And again, I put that back to the management side of things. When we did get those funds, and I believe you're right, I believe it is, we had that for 2 years. We should have thought about that right after we got it, and whether we used the committee or whether we asked the citizens or whatever to understand that we have X amount of dollars, what would you like us to spend it on? We should have had that taken care of within the first 6 months and then moved forward on ensuring we had that money earmarked in the right bucket and move forward to getting that done before we're sitting here at a crunch and wait until the last minute and never gets a job done. And if it does get a job done, it's not right.
Thank you. Tamara, same question.
Honestly, I would have to look at what those funds can be spent on. Because there's certain projects that it could be and certain that it couldn't be. And I would need to know what those funds could be spent on and what the stipulations are for that. And then like Randy said, to find out once you know what you can spend it on, then make a determination as to, okay, well, what does the city need within those guidelines? And then just narrow it down, start at the top, kind of filter it down to see, okay, what can we spend the funds on? What do we need, will the money that we have cover that, or will it take additional funds to do that? And if it does, where do we need to get those from, and how to budget that?
Thank you, and Travis. Of course, the same question.
Randy touched on the timeline thing, and so did Tamara. It's a tough decision, but we have to do something with that money, or we're out. I think it was a miscue on the management's part to not have it already sorted out. We're now looking at the 24th of this month, and we're days away from the first of the year. But a project, I think that would be a good thing. I know Tamara touched on the requirements that there are certain limitations to what that money can be spent on. One of the things that it can be spent on is surface transportation, which kind of falls under the guise of roadways, sidewalks, railway. Not that we need railway, but I think a good project that was brought up into the community was, you know, getting lighting for the sidewalks that are already in place and maybe possibly extending the walk path if we have that funds available. I personally don't walk the walk path. I should, but I don't. I think that would be a safety concern for the public, you know, make sure it's well lit where there's not a problem.
Okay, Tamara, you get the answer to the next question first. We have a citizen who wants to know on a scale of 1 to 10 how much the Bible would influence your decision making.
Well, it influences my personal decision making in my own life, but as far as a governmental issue, that's not something that, like I said, personal life, yes, but as far as governmental, I don't believe it does.
Okay, thank you. Travis, same question.
I guess as far as my decision-making process involving the Bible, I am not necessarily of the belief that it's about doing what's right. That doesn't necessarily have to come from the Bible. There is obviously the separation of church and state, but the government should, the Bible should be involved. It's not necessarily my first priority though.
Randy, the same question.
Oh, for me, and in my background, I would say in God we trust in anything we do. That not only is part of how life works for me, but it also is part of our democracy as well. We talk about it in our Pledge of Allegiance. If you've got both of them on your side, I totally believe anything can happen. And I'm not ashamed to say I pray every night that we can do the best that we can do for each and every one in this community.
Okay, thank you. And Travis, would you answer the next question first? What are some things you believe the City of Alliance does very well?
I believe the City of Alliance does a great job at physically taking care of the city. Our parks department, our city's utilities departments. I'm on the opposite end of Tamara. I don't believe that our utilities, as far as the electrical grid, are that bad. If you look at other parts of the country, they have it way worse. I mean, we are susceptible to Mother Nature. There's no combating that. But taking care of the city itself, I believe we do a fantastic job of maintaining, keeping the parks in good shape, keeping the water and sewer up and running, keeping the electricity up and running. Those guys are out there right away doing storm management when we do have an issue, but they are on top of it. So I believe we do a wonderful job of that.
Thank you. Randy, would you answer the same question next, please?
Can you repeat the question?
What are some things you believe the city does very well?
Hands down, our parks department. And for a lot of the people that are here, and there's a lot of them I can tell in here that have been around for a while. One of the simplest things we got is our fountain in the park. You know, we put pennies down Box Butte years ago to help refurbish it. Little things like that. We have been outstanding in this city of putting together a pretty nice park system. Langlight, while it always needs a little help, and sometimes it's caused by the geese, but Langlight is another issue that has brought areas for people to be able to walk around in and enjoy. You even have the whatever you call it, the golf?
Disc golf.
Disc golf, that's the term I was trying to look at. Little things like that, those are issues that when I go around and take a look at them or just go up there and stop and watch what's going on, you do see several cars with different license plates on them. So they do get utilized. And to me, I think that's something that the city's done very well. Kirby with the utilities, I have to say too that he's done a fantastic job there. His team is willing to stand beside him and work through all the issues we have sometimes with storms. So those are two areas that are done very well, I think, in the city. Our landfill, Lord knows anybody that goes out to the landfill and drops stuff off, it's not the most pleasing environment to have to work in a lot of times. Although the city did finally elect to put a lunchroom and a shower area out there for them. So, but we've done a good job with our landfill out there, and it's served us well over the years. Those are the three things I think that have been exceptionally well done.
Thank you. Tamara, same question. What are some of the things you believe the city does very well?
Well, I would agree with both of the gentlemen here. I agree that the Parks Department, the Parks Department and all of our parks are very well run. That's one of the things that we noticed when we came here is that even for a city this size, the parks were run as if it was a much larger city that was maintaining them. And I also do think that the landfill is one of the areas that that's run very well. We've hauled things out there, and everyone out there is very polite. They know exactly where things need to go, tell you exactly where you need to go to take it there. And they, as much as you can take pride in a landfill, I genuinely think that they do take pride in what they're doing there and the type of job that they're doing.
Thank you. And Randy, if you would answer the next question first, please. How do you feel about summer hours in the city taking Friday afternoons off?
I don't think you want to ask me that. Coming from a life of whether you're a manager or an employee, managers, when they're salaried, there is no such thing as a 40-hour work week. Our hourly employees, 40 hours is a must. And for me, the city should be open full-time 5 days a week. And there should be people in each department there to handle the questions and the concerns of the public. And again, as we've all said here, the city's a business. And a business has to be taken care of. It has to be babysat, and you have to work it or you'll lose it. So.
Thank you. Tamara, same question. How do you feel about summer hours and the city taking Friday afternoons off?
Yeah, I completely disagree with that. The city needs to be open, you know, at least from 8 to 5, and possibly even if you just shuffle schedules a little bit to where maybe city's up until 5:30, so that those who just simply cannot get to where they to without taking time off from work, so that people can get to the city offices that they need to get to. Whether you schedule some people to come in maybe later at maybe an hour later, so that they can stay an hour later, so that people can come in and beat the offices that they need to. Yeah, I completely disagree with the city being closed early like that.
I hate to sound like I'm beating a dead horse, but I believe the 40-hour work week is pretty standard nowadays. As far as being off on Fridays, correct me if I'm wrong, Earl, but wasn't it they working extra hours Monday through Friday, or were they just cutting the hours short?
They worked 40 hours.
So maintaining that 40 hours, that kind of changes things a little bit.
But I believe there should be availability, whether it's, we have an offsetting schedule and it's an every other Friday, half of the team's there and the other Friday, the other half's there. I do believe we should maintain availability, but if they're willing to put in the hours and maintain that 40-hour work week, I think we should be flexible with what the wants and needs are of the employees.
Okay, Tamara, the next question you get to answer first. And this is, as a city council member, how might you balance protecting the citizens of Alliance while at the same time guarding the individual civil liberties provided by the U.S. Constitution? And this person is concerned mostly about regulation versus freedoms.
That's a loaded question.
Well, I believe that the freedoms come first. Freedom of speech is paramount. And my kids and I were having this, I call them kids, my youngest is almost 17 kids, yes. But we have these conversations all the time. Even it's especially speech that you're uncomfortable with that is the one is the speech that needs to be protected. Because if we don't have the absolute free speech right, then who's going to determine what needs to be moderated, or what needs to be who decides? So it's like I said, it's especially the speech that we're uncomfortable with that we need to protect, because otherwise we don't have it at all. So now there's a time and a place for everything. So if there's an event that's themed around something where someone has or some group has designated that a certain, I don't know, let's say a religious event and has come to the city and gotten permits, then they have the right to that, and I don't think that someone else should come in and disrupt that. That's not necessarily how freedom of speech works. You don't have the right to then just necessarily harass someone just because, you can't just say, no, freedom of speech. Well, certainly, but not, like I said, there's a time and a place for everything.
Got the same question. As a city council member, how might you balance protecting citizens of Alliance while at the same time guarding individual civil liberties provided in the U.S. Constitution?
I may be Republican, but I consider myself a little bit of a constitutional purist. So I uphold that values of the Constitution very closely. Tamara touched on the freedom of speech. You can ask my wife, she's in the back. I'm a very staunch two-way person. So I value those greatly. I think as a city council member, we have to uphold, and that's part of our duty, is to uphold those. Even though we may not be federal government, we still are a government of some degree. So we need to be very mindful of where we're stepping when it comes to the constitutional rights of the citizens.
Okay, Randy, same question.
As far as Constitution, it was laid out to support every race, color, denomination of anybody. I believe that we all need to voice our opinions. I believe freedom of the speech. But when we take a look at things, the one thing that gets us nowhere is when we erupt into violent discussions. Discussions were made through all the parties, such as Republican, Democrat, whatever, that we have an opinion. But those opinions are to be respected between each other, between parties, and you work things out, you lay the ground rules, and that's where the voting comes from. Is once we vote, then we unite and do everything possible to make those issues happen and happen constructively.
Thank you. This is the last question. And Travis, you get to go first. What skills and experiences make you the best candidate to serve on the city council? And then anything else that you wish we would have covered that we didn't, please feel free to add.
I guess some of the skills and accomplishments that make me who I am, I'm a very research-oriented person. If there's a topic that I don't understand, I will dive deep into that until I get some grasp of it. So I feel like that's a strong personality trait for somebody that's in a position to be able to deal with many decisions in the city. If you don't understand it, you can't vote on it. I don't think you should be able to just say yay or nay and go with the flow. You have to be able to understand every possible aspect of the decisions that you're making, because it's not a personal thing. It's about the betterment of the city. Accomplishments-wise, I touched on helped bring the Alliance Archery Club to where it is today. You know, it wasn't a me thing, it was a group. We did it as a board, we did it as the instructor group, but being part of a team, you have to be able to take direction, or if you're in that leadership role, be able to manage those under you. I was vice president of the board for one full term and part of another one. And in that position, it was part of my duty to make sure we were doing what was correct for them, to keep the club in the black. Being a nonprofit, you have to be very careful with what you do with your money. So I use that as what I look for in the city. You know, you have to be very mindful of what we spend our dollars on.
Randy, same question. What skills and experiences make you the best candidate to serve on the city council?
Oh, I think one was my time within the city years ago. I have been able to watch it prosper very well and run very well, and then I've seen times when it has fallen. And usually when it has fallen, it's because there's been a lack of leadership. And I think with a good, strong city council that's willing to take the time to listen to the public, understand what needs to be done, research it. And again, the city council is a full-time job. People tend to forget that. I can't stress that enough. It takes a lot of hours if you're going to take a look at everything that runs the city every month, understand what runs the city every month, communicate with all the different departments within the city to understand what is and isn't working. You can't do it in 15 minutes every 2 weeks. It takes a lot of time and effort. And I think from my standpoint, I'm willing to put in that time.
Thank you. Tamara, same question. What skills and experiences make you the best candidate to serve on the city council?
Well, I'm not going to tell you I'm the best candidate. I'm going to let everyone else decide that, whether they think that I'm qualified to do that or not. I mean, I will say that I bring a lot of skills as far as, you know, accounting, project management, but also customer service. That was one thing that I have done quite a lot of too, is a lot of customer service. One thing about customer service is that if someone brings you, I'm a natural problem solver. That's if someone is like, bring me a problem, I will find the solution for it. And even if it's not something that is the traditional straightforward way of doing it, well, maybe let's try a second way that maybe we haven't thought of before. I'll just say I'm going to let everyone decide that. I mean, like I said, there's a lot of skills that I have, that varied skills that can really serve well in this position.
Thank you. That concludes our questions and stuff. Certainly stick around and talk to the candidates if you didn't get your question answered, or if you'd like to ask them something a little more personal. I'm sure they'd all like to visit with you. I'd like to thank everyone for coming. I'd like to thank Becky and her staff. There's cookies, there's coffee, there's water back there. Please help yourself and make sure you vote. Thank you.